Hi guys, welcome to Podcast for Tea again. This is my third episode and I'm going to be sharing a little drama that happened a few months ago. You know, like when Chase kissed Nessa and everything. So I'm just going to read off what I got and yeah, let's get into it. Find my piece of paper. Okay. I found it. If you've been following TikTok drama for a while now, like a while, the events have occurred in the past week are nothing new to us. Like, it's so weird what happened in like the past few months and weeks. In fact, you've seen all before. Remember last year when Chase Hudson called out the entire TikTok community in strings of tweets? Like when he tweeted all that drama on his Twitter account. Well, he does, and he can't get over it how he like predicted the current situation with Jaden Hustler and Nessa Barrett. You know, like how they're dating. Chase literally said they would be dating at first, and I can't believe he was right. Okay. It's been a while, so let me give you a quick refresher. Last year, on the 4th of July, Nessa and Chase kissed. Chase wasn't dating Charlie at the time, and Nessa wasn't dating Josh. But Charlie was very, very, very upset because Chase didn't tell her after. Even though he went to her house, like, afterwards. I'm going to be reading some of Chase and Charlie's tweets and comments. Well, he said, quoted, "All of this drama going on is because I kissed Nessa when we were both single." And Charlie was pissed off when he wrote that. So she replied to, "Then you shouldn't have come to my house after without telling me you kissed Nessa or whatever." So on the fated day of July 6th, the TikTok community turned on Chase because of his actions, and he decided to air everyone else's dirty laundry in response. Quoted, "Since all of my drama has to be put on the internet for the world to judge me, let's lay out everyone else's." He wrote, "Before accusing people of cheating on their other couple and like the people they were dating, including Josh and Jaden. Jaden and Josh cheated endless amount of times on Matt and Nessa, so like what for the past few months, apparently. And this is all Chase's words. "Since all of the drama has been put on me on the internet for the whole world to judge me, let's lay out everybody else's." So basically he tweeted a lot of other secrets, and I'm just gonna read them to you. Anthony, you know, Avani's boyfriend, got with Cynthia a week after him and Avani broke up. And then Jaden tried to hook up with Dixie at our house at the 4th of July in front of me while she was dating Griffin. Griffin cheated on Dixie with Taylor's ex and Bryce's ex, Ellie. Jaden and Josh cheated endless amount of times on Mads and Nessa for the past few months. Kyle cheated on Olivia, you know, if you remember when they dated. But yeah, apparently Kyle cheated on Olivia. And then he said, "The only person who has the right to be upset with me is Charlie, and I'm sorry I hurt her. We broke up, I messed up by kissing Nessa. I'm not sorry to Josh. We are not boys, we haven't been since he lied to Charlie saying I had an STD. I did not know that, I just found that out. And this happened 6 months ago when they dated. And then trying to get her to stop seeing me. I'm not going to let these try and ruin my life without their lives being out on the internet too." And this happened at 11:55, 9 p.m. 11:55 p.m. 7/6/2020. Twitter for an iPhone. At this point, Jaden was mad, and he wanted to talk to Chase in person, so he decided to go to the Hype House. And before he did, he posted this Instagram story, quoted by Jaden, on my way, say those fake-ass rumors to our face, Chase. And then he tagged Little Huddy. Jaden then went live outside the Hype House asking for Chase to come down. Quoted, "We just want to talk," he says in the video. "I'm not going to fight him." Jaden later confirmed that he did get a chance to speak with Chase. Quoted, "We talked. No fighting, it's settled. I was just heated as freak. But now I'm calm because talking can resolve everything. And all of it's over and all the drama is over," apparently said. Jaden, from his Twitter, tweeted, "We talked, no fighting, it's settled. I was heated ASF, but now I'm calm because talking can resolve everything. And then it's over." Anyways, that may all seem irrelevant almost a year later, but Chase was connected the current drama with Jaden and Nessa to the July 6th. Someone posted a TikTok writing, "Isn't it weird that Jaden tried to fight Lil Huddy for kissing Nessa? And now look at him." Chase was right about them all along. So as you know, sorry that I just got a notification. So, as you know, Chase predicted that Jaden and Nessa would get together, and look, they're together. But many agreed with the segment writing in the comments. He wanted to fight Chase because he wanted Nessa for himself, and he was defending his future girlfriend. But Chase seemed to agree with it because he commented, "This comment section has me dying." The person that made the TikTok was, "Isn't it weird that Jaden tried to fight Lil Huddy for kissing Nessa? Now look at them now. Chase was right all along." And Chase commented, "The comment section has me dying." It looks like a year later, Chase finally feels vindicated and like he almost predicted the situation. Or maybe he just felt left out because at this point, everyone and their mother is involved with the drama. So, yeah. What do you guys think of that? And what do you guys think of that entire situation? And, the stupid drama. I don't really think it's stupid. But we're also going to be talking about how Maz Lewis made merch inspired by the drama with Nessa Barrett and Jaden Hostler. So Maz Lewis is making the best out of the complicated situation. The TikTok star just released a line of merch inspired by drama involving her, Nessa, and Jaden and Josh. Yes, you heard that right. Her, Jaden, Nessa, and Josh. Over at fanjoy.com, Mads is selling 4 products referring the feud that went down earlier this month. The sweatshirts, tees, hats, and phone cases. All future quotes from her interview on Call Her Daddy podcast, which has been heavily memed on TikTok. Everybody's literally talking about it and everything. So, when Maz went to go record the podcast with Alex Cooper, she walked in crying, "So there's more drama." Well, quoted, "So there's more drama," Alex asked. And then Maz said, "Yeah. I found out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa, so Yeah. It's these quotes that can be found plastered on merch. A gray zip-up hoodie features the line I found out this morning while a baseball tee reads. So there's more drama. Of course, the iconic yeah can be purchased on a pink Tucker hat. And these prices for, like, for everything, the, is kind of so cheap for famous people merch. So the hoodie costs $45, the phone case costs $22, and the shirt costs $28, and the hat costs $24. Fans had a mixed reaction to Mad's decision, profit off the drama. Someone felt in childish and, like, she was acting very childish on what she said about the situation. Others thought were happy to see her making money. Someone said, get that bag. One person commented on the post from the TikTok room. Limo, shit. If you in drama, at least you can make a bank from it, said another. Personally, I have my eyes on the phone case. I actually really think the phone case is cute, and I think you should go get your own merch. She's just, like, trying to make the best of a situation and everything. And I'm very proud of her for, like, taking this calmly, and, like, I agree she's acting childish, talking about it and everything. And, like, I feel bad, but yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now. I will talk to you guys in the other episode, and bye. Love you.